Not everybody happy at what's happened on Married at First Sight.
Just sounds gross.
Now, last night we had the commitment ceremony, which most of the couples came in, in fact, all of them nearly, said, yes, we'd like to stay and continue this experiment and stick with the current partners we had. Jess, on the other hand, said, I'd like to leave because I haven't found love with Mick, but I have with Dan. Can we become a couple now?
Yeah, you know, this is like that thing where, I don't know, maybe you've gone to visit a friend and their dog did a poo in the lounge room and then your friend shoved your face in it.
Take a seat. Take a seat.
Shove your face right in it.
Yeah, right in front of it.
Horrible.
And, oh, sorry. I just...
just disgusting.
Look, a quick rendition of what happened, okay?
Do we have
so
to?
They were with other people. Mm-hmm. They've kind of hooked up last Monday.
And now it's all over the TV again.
Yeah. Great. They've gone into the commitment ceremonies, left their other partners, respectively. Mm. And you've got a feel for those partners.
What, yeah, it's horrible.
Like Mick was just like, I've wasted my time. And I understood everything that was coming out of his mouth. Mm. Poor bugger. He was in tears on the couch.
That's horrible.
And yeah, so they've done that. But then they've said, look, we want to stay in this experiment, but as a couple together, Jess and Dan, to which the experts had to go and have their own little meeting to go.
Because they're such experts.
Yeah, well, what's going on? And they have essentially came to the conclusion of, we're just sort of minders of this experiment, and this has happened with inside it, so you can continue on as a couple now with, like, what, a week or two left to get to know each other with this marriage thing.
Yeah, whatevs.
Wow. Yes. Everyone else was like, we don't want them. We don't want them as a couple in there. So it's going to be kind of ambiguous feelings,
How
I think.
How much longer of this show is there left?
About a fortnight.
Right, okay.
Yeah, great, so now they've got to, like, super condense their time together and meet family and friends and...
oh, whatever.
And yes.
I can't take this seriously.
The boiling pot that is Married at First Sight. So essentially, if I'm to put this into NRL parlance, in NRL terms, Jess and Dan are the Melbourne Storm of Married at First Sight.
Right.
Sure, they can cheat and do everything that they want to do, but they're still allowed to play.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.